This may seem like an obvious question, Dennis, but how would you have treated her from the beginning? 3 positive no's, pretty healthy lady. What regimen would you have used?
If the data, and this is going to sound like I'm hedging, but if the data on topo 2 mature, then I'd use that data to direct whether or not the risk of cardiotoxicity is worth the benefit. And a lot of definitive statements have been made on fairly immature data from all sides, and I think we need to be wise enough to wait at least to the next interim on 006 to see if topo 2 really holds up. So far, things look like they're solid, but let's see. That said, I think you can go with either of the regimens, and the patient should be aware of the differences in the regimens in terms of efficacy and the differences in terms of toxicity.
So if the patient says to you, okay, you're talking about, what, TCH versus AC?
Right, a non-anthracycline-containing regimen versus an anthracycline-containing regimen. TC, which is the regimen that Steve Jones has put forward with U.S. Oncology, in my opinion, there's no data, but I think it would be equally efficacious because the taxane is the same, and Cytoxan does have between additive and synergistic interactions with Herceptin.
And I think they are going to study TC, trastuzumab,
yes.
But would you be comfortable using it right now?
Given the fact that TC looks so good by itself, my sense is the chemotherapy platform you build trastuzumab on is much less important than having trastuzumab and having it for an optimum period of time. That to be determined yet. But that, I think, for a HER2-driven tumor is the critical factor. I think the fact that we've tried to force this drug in the chemotherapy regimens that we're most comfortable with is when we start to get into these problems.
So bottom line, 61-year-old healthy lady starts out with 3 positive nodes. Most likely, what would she get in non-protocol treatment right now from you?
She would probably get ACTH if she were topo 2 amplified. If she were non-amplified, she would get TCH.
And the T being docetaxel?
Docetaxel, yes.
Why docetaxel as opposed to paclitaxel?
Because I think that the cardiotoxicity data that we're seeing from all the trials show that there's less cardiotoxicity with the one trial that had docetaxel compared to all the ones that had paclitaxel. That was really the only difference. They were treated the same way, they were followed the same way, and everyone who's looked at those data from all of the different groups are saying the same thing. The only difference here was the taxane.
You agree with that, Hal?
Well, first, for the recording, you may want to clarify that the Sleeman TCH is docetaxel carboplatin trastuzumab.
Yes, sure.
The TC we were talking about from the U.S. Oncology Group was docetaxel cyclophosphamide, just so everyone's clear what TC we mean. My most common trastuzumab-based regimen remains AC followed by paclitaxel, similar to the way that the intergroup gave it. We participated in that trial and certainly treated a lot of patients in that study. So that's every 3-week AC times 4, followed by 12 weeks of weekly paclitaxel therapy.
And do you agree with Dennis's comment that there seems to be less cardiotoxicity with the docetaxel regimens than paclitaxel?
It, of course, the statement is accurate, which is that the incidence of congestive heart failure in the AC docetaxel trastuzumab arm of BCIRG was a little bit over 2%, is my recollection. And in the NSABP experience with AC followed by paclitaxel trastuzumab, the absolute incidence of CHF symptomatology was about 4% compared to 0.8% for the chemotherapy regimen alone. I don't know that that means that there is more or less cardiotoxicity. These patient groups were different for any number of reasons. It is easy to imagine that they had different pre-existing criteria or age or things like that. So it's always tricky to try and compare across trials. My personal guess is that they're more the same than they are different, but I don't know.